With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump says the U.S. military has carried out successful airstrikes against three Iranian nuclear facilities. White House correspondent Greg Clugston files this report.
In a Saturday night address to the nation, the president announced that American bombers carried out a mission to stop Iran from developing nuclear weapons.
I can report to the world that the strikes were a spectacular military success. Iran's key nuclear enrichment facilities have been completely and totally obliterated.
He said the U.S. carried out attacks against the Fordo, Isfahan, and Natanz nuclear sites. Joined by the vice president and secretaries of defense and state, Donald Trump warned that Iran will face more military strikes unless it makes peace. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In his address, President Trump warned Iran to make peace or face more attacks.
There will be either peace or there will be tragedy for Iran far greater than we have witnessed over the last 8 days.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu last night saying that President Trump is leading the free world with courage, and House Speaker Mike Johnson calling last night's military action a clear reminder to our adversaries and allies that President Trump means what he says. At this hour, Iran is using its remaining missile capacity, landing blows to residential areas and injuring dozens in Israel this morning as multiple explosions are heard in central Israel. With only 50% missile capacity remaining in Iran, Israel has launched a new attack targeting Iran's remaining firepower. Meanwhile, Israel's airport authorities saying they've shut down the country's airspace to both inbound and outbound flights in the wake of the attacks. The agency said it was shutting down all air traffic due to the recent developments and did not say for how long. As far as the numbers coming in, Israeli strikes on Iran have killed at least 865 people, wounding 3,396 others. This is SRN News. It's a victory for religious freedom in Pennsylvania. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
A U.S. district judge has ruled that the public schools must allow private religious schools to participate in extracurricular activities, including sports. Special counsel Thomas Breath of the Thomas More Society says, quote, Pennsylvania school districts cannot discriminate against students and exclude them from activities simply because they choose to attend a religious-based school. Religious discrimination has no place in our society. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Seven families have filed a lawsuit challenging Arkansas's requirement that public school classrooms display the Ten Commandments. The legislation was signed in April by Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders. It mirrors a similar statute enacted in Louisiana and another in Texas. The lawsuit argues that the requirement to post the commandments violates the family's First Amendment rights by endorsing a religious viewpoint. The suit was filed by the ACLU. This is SRN News. British lawmakers have backed a bill to allow terminally ill adults in England and Wales to choose to end their lives in a historic vote in Parliament that takes it a step nearer to becoming law.
In Britain, the proposed law would be on the more restrictive side of the international spectrum, allowing only those with a terminal diagnosis of 6 months or less to choose having help to die. Despite that narrow definition and tough safeguards, those MPs who'd voted against this major change in social policy argued the new law might still result in some people feeling pressure to end their lives for fear of being a burden.
BBC correspondent Rob Watson filing that report from London. Aflac has identified suspicious activity on its network that might impact Social Security numbers, calling the incident part of a cybercrime campaign against the insurance industry, saying the intrusion was stopped, however, within hours. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.